Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 1, Becoming a Fluent English Speaker, including subchapters Understanding Fluency and Benefits of Fluent English Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1. Becoming a Fluent English Speaker. Understanding Fluency. Introduction to Fluency. Fluency in the context of English speaking refers to the ability to express oneself effortlessly and smoothly. It encompasses not only the speed at which one speaks, but also the ability to communicate ideas accurately and coherently. Fluency is essential in effective communication as it allows individuals to convey their thoughts and opinions with ease, facilitating a deeper connection with others. It is the key to building strong relationships, both personally and professionally. To achieve fluency, one must focus on the four main components: pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and intonation. Each of these elements plays a crucial role in facilitating clear and effective communication. Pronunciation, for instance, is fundamental in fluency as it ensures that words are articulated correctly and can be understood by others. Clear and accurate pronunciation enhances communication by eliminating misunderstandings and facilitating a smooth flow of conversation. In the realm of vocabulary, a wide range of words at one's disposal greatly improves fluency. The ability to express oneself using a diverse and precise vocabulary allows for more nuanced and engaging conversations. It enables individuals to convey their thoughts and emotions with greater clarity and accuracy. Expanding one's vocabulary is therefore a vital strategy in enhancing fluency, and can be achieved through various techniques such as reading, listening to podcasts, and actively seeking out new words. Grammar, too, plays a significant role in achieving fluency. Grammatical accuracy contributes to effective communication by ensuring that sentences are structured correctly and convey the intended meaning. A solid understanding of grammar rules enables individuals to express themselves in a coherent and organized manner, further enhancing fluency. However, it is important to be mindful of common grammar mistakes that can hinder fluency, such as subject-verb agreement errors or improper use of tenses. Intonation, the rise and fall of pitch in speech, is another crucial aspect of fluency. It affects the meaning and expression of words and phrases, adding depth and emotion to one's communication. Correct intonation allows individuals to convey their intended message accurately and effectively. Incorrect intonation, on the other hand, can lead to misunderstandings and impact fluency. It is therefore essential to pay attention to intonation patterns and practice speaking with proper intonation to enhance fluency. The development of fluency requires consistent practice and dedication. Regular practice helps improve pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and intonation, enabling individuals to express themselves more fluently. Effective practice techniques include engaging in conversations with native speakers, participating in language exchange programs, and utilizing online resources such as pronunciation apps or online courses. By immersing oneself in the language and seeking out opportunities to practice, fluency can be achieved and enhanced. Cultural factors can also influence fluency. Cultural background and norms can impact pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and intonation. Different cultures may have distinct speech patterns, idiomatic expressions, or intonation patterns. Being aware of these cultural differences and adapting one's speech accordingly can contribute to improved fluency and effective communication. Achieving fluency is not without its challenges. Non-native English speakers may face difficulties in overcoming language barriers and adapting to new linguistic norms. Common mistakes can occur, but with perseverance and dedication, these challenges can be overcome. Strategies for overcoming these obstacles include seeking out language learning resources, practicing regularly, and seeking feedback from native speakers or language instructors. Assessing fluency can be done through various methods. Standardized tests, such as TOEFL or IELTS, are commonly used to evaluate fluency and are often required for academic or professional purposes. However, alternative methods, such as speaking assessments or interviews, can provide a more comprehensive and accurate evaluation of one's fluency. These methods assess not only grammatical accuracy, but also the ability to express oneself confidently and effectively. To improve fluency in English speaking, it is important to adopt practical tips and strategies. Engaging in language exchange programs allows for immersive language experiences and provides opportunities to practice speaking with native speakers. Online courses and pronunciation apps can also be valuable resources for improving fluency. Additionally, regular practice and seeking out opportunities for immersive language experiences are essential in enhancing fluency. In conclusion, fluency in English speaking is crucial for effective communication. It encompasses various components such as pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, and intonation. Achieving fluency requires consistent practice and dedication, along with an understanding of cultural factors that can impact fluency. While challenges may arise, with the right strategies and resources, fluency can be attained and improved upon. So, let's embark on this journey to enhance our English speaking fluency together. Benefits of fluent English speaking. Fluency in English speaking is a skill that goes beyond simply being able to communicate in the language. It means being able to express oneself confidently and effectively, with a strong command of vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. Being fluent in English is important for personal academic, and professional success. On a personal level, fluent speaking skills can greatly enhance communication and understanding. When we are fluent in English, we are able to express our thoughts and ideas clearly, which leads to more meaningful conversations and deeper connections with others. Additionally, being fluent in English allows us to better understand and appreciate different perspectives, leading to more fulfilling relationships and a greater sense of empathy. In an academic context, fluent speaking skills contribute to overall success. Students who are fluent in English have an advantage in language-based subjects, such as English literature and language arts. They are able to analyze texts more effectively, articulate complex ideas, and participate actively in class discussions. Being fluent in English also opens up opportunities for further academic pursuits, such as studying abroad or attending English-speaking universities. Professionally, fluent speaking skills can lead to career advancement and a wider range of opportunities. In today's globalized world, being fluent in English is highly valued by employers, as it enables individuals to communicate with clients, colleagues, and business partners from around the world. Additionally, being fluent in English opens doors to international work environments, allowing for greater mobility and exposure to different cultures. Fluent speaking skills also contribute to better communication and understanding in general. When we are fluent in English, we are able to express our thoughts and ideas more clearly, leading to more effective communication and a greater level of understanding. This is especially important when dealing with complex or sensitive topics, as fluent speaking skills enable us to articulate our thoughts with precision and nuance. Furthermore, being fluent in English enhances cross-cultural understanding. When we are able to communicate fluently in English, we can engage in meaningful conversations with people from different cultures and backgrounds. This allows for greater empathy and appreciation of diverse perspectives, fostering a more inclusive and harmonious society. Fluent speaking skills also contribute to improved problem-solving abilities. When we are fluent in English, we are able to effectively articulate and analyze complex issues, leading to more innovative and well-reasoned solutions. This is particularly valuable in professional settings, where problem-solving skills are highly sought after. Being fluent in English can also have a positive impact on our confidence and self-esteem. When we are able to express ourselves assertively and participate actively in conversations, we feel more empowered and self-assured. This increased confidence spills over into other areas of our lives, allowing us to take on new challenges and pursue our goals with greater conviction. Fluent speaking skills also provide us with greater access to information and resources. When we are fluent in English, we can engage with a wider range of media, literature, and academic materials. This opens up opportunities for lifelong learning and personal growth, as we can explore different topics and access information that may not be available in our native language. Finally, being fluent in English opens doors for cultural exchange and travel. When we are able to communicate fluently in English, we can connect with people from different cultures and backgrounds, fostering cultural understanding and appreciation. Additionally, being fluent in English allows us to navigate new environments more easily, making travel a more enriching and immersive experience. In conclusion, fluent English speaking skills offer a multitude of benefits in personal, academic, and professional contexts. From enhancing communication and understanding to boosting confidence and opening doors for cultural exchange, being fluent in English is a valuable asset that can significantly impact our lives.
At the dentist, dental appointment. Maintaining good oral health is crucial to living a healthy life, but scheduling a dental appointment can be daunting for many individuals. From finding the right dentist to figuring out what to expect during the appointment, there are many things to consider when scheduling a dental visit. In this blog post, we will provide a comprehensive guide on how to schedule a dental appointment. Whether you are a first-time patient or a regular visitor to the dentist, this post will provide you with the necessary information to make the process as stress-free as possible. We will discuss the importance of regular dental checkups, the factors to consider when choosing a dentist, and the steps you need to take to schedule an appointment. We will also provide tips on preparing for your visit and what to expect during the appointment. By the end of this post, you will have the knowledge and confidence to schedule a dental appointment easily and take a step toward achieving optimal oral health. 1. Choose a convenient date. When scheduling a dental appointment, one of the first steps is to choose a convenient date. It's essential to consider your schedule and availability, as well as the hours of the dental office you plan to visit. Many dental offices have limited hours on weekends or may be closed on certain days of the week, so it's essential to check their hours of operation before selecting a date. Additionally, it may be best to schedule your dental appointment during a lunch break or after work if you have a busy work schedule. Choosing a convenient date that works for you and the dental office can ensure a smooth and stress-free experience during your dental appointment. 2. Pick a suitable time slot. When scheduling a dental appointment, it is essential to pick a suitable time slot that works for both you and the dental office. Consider your schedule, availability, and the office's business hours and appointment availability. If you work during the day, you may want to schedule your dental appointment early in the morning or later in the afternoon. If you have children, you may need to schedule around their school hours and extracurricular activities. Additionally, consider the dental office's availability and how far in advance you may need to schedule your appointment. Some dental offices may have limited availability and require appointments to be scheduled weeks or even months in advance. Consider all of these factors when selecting a time slot for your dental appointment to ensure a smooth and timely scheduling process. 3. Verify your insurance coverage. Once you decide to schedule a dental appointment, it's vital to verify your insurance coverage beforehand. Dental offices usually accept a wide range of insurance plans, but it's always better to double-check to avoid any surprises. You can easily do this by calling your dental office or insurance provider. Ask about your coverage level, any out-of-pocket expenses you may owe, and any restrictions or requirements for scheduling appointments. This information will help you plan for your dental appointment and avoid unexpected bills later. By verifying your insurance coverage, you can ensure you receive the dental care you need while staying within your budget. 4. Fill out the necessary paperwork. After deciding on a dental office and scheduling a dental appointment, The next step in the how-to guide for scheduling a dental appointment is to fill out the necessary paperwork. Many dental offices require new patients to fill out a health history form, a medical release form, and a patient information sheet before their first appointment. These forms provide important information to your dental provider and ensure your visit runs smoothly. It is essential to be thorough and accurate when filling out these forms, as any missing or incorrect information could impact your dental care. It is also a good idea to bring a list of any medications and supplements you are currently taking, as well as your dental insurance information, if applicable. By filling out the necessary paperwork before your dental appointment, you can help make the check-in process more efficient and ensure that your dental provider has all the information they need to provide you with the best possible care. 5. Arrive early for check-in. When scheduling a dental appointment, arriving early for check-in is essential. This ensures you have enough time to fill out any necessary paperwork and discuss any concerns or questions with the dental office staff. Arriving early also allows for any unexpected delays or issues that may arise, such as traffic or difficulty finding the office location. It's recommended to arrive at least 10 to 15 minutes before your scheduled appointment time to ensure a smooth check-in process and to avoid delaying other patients' appointments. By following this simple how-to tip, you can ensure a stress-free and efficient dental appointment experience. In conclusion, scheduling a dental appointment may seem daunting, but it is a necessary step in maintaining oral health. Remember to choose a convenient time, provide accurate information, and communicate concerns or questions. Following these simple steps will help ensure a stress-free and productive dental appointment. Don't forget to schedule your next appointment before leaving the office to stay on top of your dental care routine.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sercea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.